Liberty. All right. You can come over next to Deborah, Ellie. Yep, go over next to Deborah. Go over next to Deborah. Thank you. Ooh, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotion.
I got tea.
Oh, I've got you tea. That was really loud. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This is where every day we get together, we get into God's Word, and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2021, we'll make it through all of the
wisdom literature.
That's right, we'll make it through all the wisdom literature. Well, congratulations, we are now at Ecclesiastes chapter 1. Can you guys try to say that word?
Ecclesiastes.
Is that a big word or a small word? It's a big word, isn't it? Why don't we have some coffee? We'll pray and we'll get into God's Word.
We now get the button.
Oh, we did press the button. All right, here we go. Ecclesiastes chapter 1. We're going to read 1 through 18, so through the end of the chapter. Okay. The words of the preacher, the son of David, king in Jerusalem. You know who the son of David was?
Jesse.
Solomon. David was the son of Jesse, but the son of David, Solomon. That's who we think wrote this, right? Okay, so Solomon also wrote the Proverbs, or at least most of them. All right, here we go. Vanity of vanities, says the preacher. Vanity of vanities, all is vanity. So that the word vanity could mean like frustration or absurdity or futile.
Or in Pilgrim's Progress, Vanity Fair, wanting something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so vanity is just like empty, right? Worthless. All right, so vanity of vanities, says the preacher. What profit has a man from all his labor in which he toils under the sun? And so, it's okay. So the question is, why work? One generation, I know the screen went dark, that's okay. One generation passes away, and another generation comes. But the earth abides forever. Someday will daddy die?
Yep.
And then what will happen to mommy and daddy's stuff?
It'll
be distributed.
Yeah, you all will get it, but then you all will work hard and you'll get stuff, but what will happen to you?
We'll die.
You'll die.
And all kids will get all stuff, hopefully.
Yeah, it just keeps going on and on and on. So it's kind of vain, right? If you're just working for stuff, one generation comes and another goes. But the earth abides forever. The sun also rises, and the sun goes down, and hastens to the place where it arose. Every morning you wake up, and what happens to the sun?
It's there.
And what happens at night? Put it
it's
down.
There.
Keep it in.
It's
and it goes down.
Down.
Yep. It's okay. The wind goes towards the south and turns around to the north. The wind whirls around continually and comes again on its circuit. Well, we know about wind here in Iowa, don't we?
Yeah.
Does the wind ever really stop?
No.
Nope. You wake up, there's wind. You go to sleep,
there's wind.
It just goes, does its thing. All the rivers run into the sea, yet the sea is not full. To the place from which the rivers come, there they return again. All things are full of labor. Man cannot express it. The eye is not satisfied with seeing, nor the ear filled with hearing. Right? Do your eyes ever just give up and stop seeing?
No.
What about your ears? Do they ever get tired of doing their job?
Mm-mm.
Does the bye sun
get...
Oh yeah, look at your bow. Does the sun ever get tired of shining?
Mm-mm.
What about the rain? Does it ever get tired of coming?
Mm-mm.
No, it just keeps going on. Right?
What about
just
the eyes and the ears? Sometimes you get blind.
Yeah, but his point is, these are just things that just keep on going on. Right? There's just seasons and times and changes. That which has been is what will be. And that which is done is what will be done. And there is nothing new under the sun. Is there anything of which it may be said, see, this is new? It has already been in ancient times before us. There is no remembrance of former things, nor will there be any remembrance of things that are to come by those who will come after. Do we have to work really hard to study history? But will we ever remember everything everybody has done?
No.
Nope. Nope. We'll never be able to do that, right? Do you think that you'll be remembered for everything you've done?
No.
Nope. Nope. Your work is just going to be done, right? Can you put your hand down, please? So here he goes. Nathan, you can read verses 12 to 14. Right here, the preacher.
The preacher was the king over Israel and Jerusalem, and I set my heart to seek and search out my wisdom concerning all that is done under heaven. God has given to the sons of man, which they may be exercised. I have seen all the works that are done under the sun, and indeed all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
All right, so the preacher is the king of what?
Jerusalem.
Yeah, he's the king of Israel in Jerusalem. And he seeks out his heart, and what's he trying to find out? What's verse 13 say?
Is there anyone good?
No, he says, I set my heart to seek and search out concerning wisdom. Right? He wants to know everything that's done. And so he wants to know all this stuff. And what's he find? I have seen, look at verse 14. Can you guys stop playing with your tea and look?
I've seen all the books that are done under the sun. And indeed, all is vanity and grasping for the wind.
Ooh, what do you think that you could catch the wind?
No.
You think you could reach up into the sky and grab it?
No. You might be able to breathe it, but you can't grab it.
You can't grab it, right?
Yeah.
If you're trying to grab the wind, is that fruitful or fruitless?
Fruitless.
Fruitless, that's what he's saying. What is crooked cannot be made straight, and what is lacking cannot be numbered. Deborah, can you read the rest of the chapter for us, verses 16 through 18?
I communed with my heart, saying, look, I have attained greatness and have gained more wisdom than those who were before me in Jerusalem. My heart has understood great wisdom and knowledge, and I set my heart to know wisdom, to know madness and folly, and I perceive that it is also grasping for the wind. For in much wisdom is much grief, and he who increases knowledge increases sorrow.
Yeah, so he communed his heart and he said, look, I've attained greatness, and I've gained more wisdom than all who were before me in Jerusalem. Right? He thinks he's really wise, doesn't he?
Yep.
Yep. So he said, my heart understood great wisdom and knowledge. And so then he set his heart to understand not just wisdom, but also to know madness and
folly.
And knowledge.
Yeah. And even so he tried to figure out work and labor and times and seasons, and it was all like grasping for the wind. And so was foolishness and folly and madness. Okay? That's why he's saying vanity, all vanity, vanity, all is vanity, vanity of vanity, all is vanity. Okay? So we're going to, as we work through what him searching out wisdom and trying to understand things, we're going to see at the very end that he comes to some true wisdom. But he's going to kind of explore different things and come to just simple truths about them, all right? Okay, well, let's go ahead and pray. Father, we thank you so much that without you, we know that there is no purpose, but you are doing all things for your glory, bringing about your end. God, we pray that you would let us trust in you. We pray that we would not just seek out wisdom for wisdom's sake, but that we would fear you and love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, we're going to say goodbye first.
Bye!
Bye. We'll see you tomorrow.